The 82-game preseason is in the books, and it's finally time for the real season. Don't miss out on any of the NBA playoff action at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. From the play-in tournament through the finals, DraftKings Sportsbook has you covered with same-game parlays, live betting, odds boosts, and so much more. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app and use code ROSS. New customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets instantly. That's code ROSS only on DraftKings. The crown is yours.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or visit www.1800gambler.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY-467-369. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly. On behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort in Kansas, 21 plus, age varies by jurisdiction, void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.com/football for eligibility and deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gaming resources.
It's the Ross Tucker Football Podcast.
Oh, yeah, it is, but it's not just any Ross Tucker Football Podcast. It is a Monster Monday presented by DraftKings. It's a new week. I know a lot of people haven't had to work for a while. I get it. You know what? We grind. We grind for our families. We grind for ourselves. That's what we do. And I will be here for you every step of the way. We will have a spread the word winner. I got more epic press passes. I've got the Cowboys Raiders press pass, the Ravens Browns press pass. Can't wait to give some of these away to you guys. We'll have the sponsor confirmation email winner. It's the final Madden. It's the final countdown. It's the final Madden. And since this is such a huge holiday shopping week, it's all about the MyFrontPageStory.com. The best gift ever. Here's the two reasons why. Number one, to say to whoever you give the gift to, I want to do something special for you this year. So I had a story written just about you. It's incredible. And then when they actually read the comments and the quotes from you about how much that person means to you, your wife or your mom, or I mean, it's just, it's incredibly special, impactful. They will hang it in their house, a constant reminder of how much you love them. So I got one more Madden to give away if somebody wants to grab it, myfrontpagestory.com. And then the YouTube shout out, always awesome, youtube.com/RossTuckerNFL. Just click the thumbs up. Make a comment so I know you're there, so I know you're with me. Patron shout out of the day, Kevin Ryan. Still getting new patrons. Incredible. Love it. Patreon.com/RT Media. It's Big Show time.
The Big Show.
Good morning, Ross. Let's talk about week 12 in the NFL.
So the first thing I want to talk about is this discussion regarding quarterback injuries. You know, a couple weeks ago, it was all of the injuries that Baker Mayfield's dealing with. Then yesterday, it was, oh, Matthew Stafford's dealing with this and this. We've heard about Aaron Rodgers' toe. And listen, I know they're the quarterbacks. I know it's the most important position. I'm not jealous about it. I just want everyone to know, I feel like part of my job is as a former player to tell you guys things that maybe other people don't know. Everybody has injuries right now. Everybody has something that they're dealing with. I find it almost comical that it seems like we primarily only hear about the injuries the quarterbacks are dealing with. Trust me when I tell you, there are position players dealing with worse, and they have hand-to-hand combat every play, physical contact every play, as opposed to quarterbacks who get hit every once in a while. It's just, I'm kind of fed up with it, to be honest with you. I'm kind of over it. If you are inside the white lines, nobody cares. You are saying that you are well enough to compete at the highest level. And if you are saying that, then nobody should care or be overly concerned about your injuries. It's just part of it. If you're not healthy enough to play, then don't play. If you're healthy enough to be out there, nobody really wants the built-in excuses that clearly, whether it's an agent or a team or the player himself, is wanting to make sure someone's aware of. Yeah, I'm not playing well, but there is no but. This is the NFL, brother. The other things that jumped out to me, old quarterbacks. You know, I'm watching the Red Zone at 1 o'clock yesterday. Ben Roethlisberger, Cam Newton, some of the guys that have been around a long time, some of the guys that have been pretty beat up. Those are big men that have taken a lot of hits. Rough. It was rough, bro, watching them. I mean, they were – neither one of those guys gave their teams a chance at all. Not at all. It was hard watching Cam Newton and Ben Roethlisberger yesterday. Turnovers are just so big. I mean, you know, the Eagles are better than the Giants, but three Jalen Hurts interceptions, Boston Scott fumble, it's a recipe for a loss. Same with the Colts and the Bucks. Colts were controlling that game. Would they have three turnovers? Carson Wentz, some interceptions, a fumble. That's how you lose. Even the Patriots and the Titans. Titans had their chances. Interception in the red zone. Deontay Foreman's on a long run. He fumbles. It is not a predictive statistic, but it is by far the most important statistic when you watch NFL games. The other thing that I think is usually pretty indicative of success or failure of a team in a game, running the ball. You have a lot of carries, a lot of attempts, a lot of yards. That usually means you won. Well, not yesterday. Titans and Eagles both ran for over 200 yards, but still lost. So everything you think isn't always the case. Like a lot of you probably think that you don't need a security system. Let me just tell you, that's what everybody thinks until something happens and they wish they had one. That's why I am a huge believer in giving yourself the gift of peace of mind this holiday season, or somebody else for that matter, and get 40% off the award-winning home security from Simply Safe. There's sensors all around the house, so if a door is opened when it shouldn't be, you know. It's amazing what you can see on the cameras that they have. Whether it's animals at our house or literally a FedEx or a worker or someone doing something that you probably don't really approve of, the cameras are key. You need to make sure that you are ahead of the game here. They've got everything you need, and now they've got their biggest discounts of the year. Hurry, supplies are limited. Take 40% off at simplysafe.com/Tucker today. You will be so glad when you come home from a night out or a vacation. simplysafe.com/Tucker.
Tuck's Takes.
Let's start with the Thursday night game that we never got to. Bills and Saints, where Josh Allen threw four touchdown passes, handed the Saints their fourth straight loss, 31-6 the final.
Right. That game was going on at we were at halftime on Thanksgiving night when we recorded Friday's show. Josh Allen was accurate. Four touchdowns. Now, he also had two interceptions in the first half, which allowed the Saints to at least feel like they were still in the game. Stephon Diggs had a solid game. He's such a good player. Dawson Knox, two more touchdowns. He is a touchdown maker. The Saints had 12 first downs, 190 yards. That's about as little as you'll see from an NFL offense. Ed Oliver had a big game. The Bills' defense dominated. The one major negative for the Bills, Tre'Davious White tore his ACL. Not good for the Bills.
Tuck's Takes.
Four touchdowns for Fournette. Bucks over the Colts, 38-31.
And that is why Leonard Fournette, I think everybody's already made that joke. I can't even try to make the joke of Fournette scoring four touchdowns. I saw it too many times on social media, at Ross Tucker NFL, at Ross Tucker Pod. Here's what I do know. He was in the zone. And so he is our in the zone player presented by AutoZone. You're on the road like that. He even reportedly gave the speech at halftime to get that game turned around. But he had three rushing touchdowns, one receiving touchdown, 100 yards on just 17 carries. And in a game in which the Bucs receivers really did very little. Didn't get a whole lot from the Bucs receivers. Gronk was a total monster, but Leonard Fournette was the guy that was in the zone, literally in the zone, in the end zone. Carson Wentz was awesome in the first half, three touchdown passes, but too many turnovers. I mean, there was just the Colts, you cannot win, period, in the NFL, especially against the Bucs, if you turn the football over that much. He threw some awesome deep balls, a lot of positives, but that's why I kind of thought Brady and the Bucs would win a close game, because Wentz, I have more faith in Brady in that situation than I do Wentz. Vita Vea losing a tooth, that was a first for me. Helmet got pushed up. His helmet got pushed up. Glowinski's helmet hit him in the jaw, and to see a tooth just pop out like that, that was actually pretty incredible.
Tux takes.
The New York Jets snapped their three-game losing streak by beating the Texans 21-14 with Zach Wilson back under center.
It's pretty crazy that the New York Jets have won three games. Zach Wilson was not great. He had a really bad interception, although it's not his fault. He was going to shovel it to the back. The guy, or whoever that was, they turned around. It looked bad, but he didn't know. You know, that was just one of those weird things. What I will give him credit for, he came back from an injury during the game, leaned on the run game, and the Texans' penalties. I mean, the Texans kept the drives alive for the Jets. The Jets' defensive line controlled the game. Tyrod's deep ball to Brandon Cooks, really the lone highlight for the Texans, who did not have Justin Reed for the game. They benched Justin Reed. He was inactive for disciplinary reasons.
Tux takes.
The New York Giants defense shows up to honor Michael Strahan on the day of his jersey retirement. Three interceptions and four forced turnovers. G-men over the Eagles, 13-7.
No Kadarius Toney or Sterling Shepard for the Giants, but a gigantic win for the Giants organization, for Joe Judge trying to save his job there, I believe, with the Giants, trying to get more wins down the stretch so that he's the one guy or the only guy that stays. He moved on from Garrett. They're reportedly going to move on from Gettleman. Give the Giants credit, but, man, the Eagles. Two critical holding penalties on Nate Herbig after Jason Kelce was hurt. Two Jalen Hurts interceptions in the red zone, including on the goal line for one of them. The Eagles are getting situations multiple times where it's third and fourth and two, and even though they can run the ball down the Giants' throat, they throw it. Greg Ward had a drop on the goal line, which hurt. Shout out to Chris Myerick from Cheltenham and Temple, whose first catch ever was against the Eagles. Those are Philadelphia places. Unbelievable. Miles Sanders aggravated an ankle injury, but he came back. Jalen Hurts threw another terrible interception in the second half. Shout out to Derek Barnett for making some plays. You know, the Lamar Jackson-type runs for Hurts, they were the most productive plays for the Eagles. Boston Scott had the critical fumble. Jalen Reagor, two drops, were killers. I thought Patrick Graham for the Giants had a good game plan for the most part. And the G-men held the Eagles to 7 points, no matter how you slice it.
Tux takes.
Carolina Panthers are now 0-10 in their last 10 games that Cam Newton has started. Dolphins win 33-10.
Wow. That's a stat, Bri.
Yes, it is.
I know you're going back to his last time there, but still, he was awful in the first half. His only positive was a play to DJ Moore, a catch and run to DJ Moore. And they eventually just, when the game got out of hand, they benched Cam for PJ Walker in the second half. I thought Tua played extremely well, especially getting the ball to Jaylen Waddle, who had a breakout game. And really, whether it was Cam in a quarterback or PJ Walker, the Dolphins D-line was getting after him. Jalen Phillips had a huge game. Agba was good. Javon Holland. I mean, Jalen Phillips and Javon Holland both looked like winners as rookies on the Dolphins defense.
Tux takes.
Bill Belichick finally beats Mike Vrabel after losing twice previously. Patriots, 36-13 win over the Titans.
You were there, Bri. How was the chowder?
The chowder was awesome, as it always is. There are two places in the stadium where we can get food. There's the broadcast area, and then you can walk across the stadium and go to the main press box. Didn't even need to do that. The stuff that they had by the broadcast area was just good enough. It was started off with a big old peanut butter cookie, the cup of clam chowder, Caesar salad wrap, some fruit. And then, I mean, the only thing I could have done without, just because I had had enough, but I still went with another, a second really large cookie, this time the white chocolate cranberry. And I kind of regret that because that was taking up space for another peanut butter cookie. But overall, fantastic.
Those peanut butter cookies at Foxborough, Bri, they might be my favorite cookies in the world.
Yeah.
They're gigantic and soft and delicious. But they're not just peanut butter. There's like a chocolate chip in them or something. It's like they're – I feel like they have cookies there that are peanut butter chocolate chip. They're so good. I want to do a Patriots game this year just for the press box food, I feel like. By the way, at UConn, Bri, on Saturday, they had breakfast sandwiches, which are always pretty good. I always go with sausage, egg, and cheese. They had Chick-fil-A for pregame. Never showed up.
Ooh.
Never showed up until after the game started. But then by halftime, it was gone again. So shout out to my A2, I forget his name, which is the audio guy in the booth, who went out and got me two Chick-fil-A sandwiches, one of which I scarfed down at the second TV timeout. Thank you, A2. I'm sorry. I forget your name. You are a gosh darn hero. As for the game, the Titans put A.J. Brown on IR, so they're very limited. Mac Jones was incredible again. It's pretty remarkable that all of these quarterback needy teams passed on him and let the Patriots get him. It's their fault. It's these teams' fault that the Patriots are good again, especially to Bourne and Jacoby Myers. The Titans ran for 240 yards. But the Foreman fumble hurt. I mean, the Patriots forced five fumbles, which led to three turnovers, two of which J.C. Jackson was a part of. That guy, what a draft pick that guy was. He is a absolute turnover magnet.
Tux takes.
Joe Mixon rushed for a career-high 165 yards. Bengals sweep the Steelers this year. The final from yesterday, 41-10.
Well, I mentioned earlier in the big show, terrible interceptions from Ben. The Steelers defense was embarrassed by Joe Mixon, T. Higgins, Ja'Marr Chase, all had big games. Bengals D, Trey Hendrickson was a terrific signing for the Bengals. He's been so consistent. I think it's like seven games in a row with a sack for him. Mike Hilton had a pick six against his former team in the nickel in the slot. That had to feel good. And that just had to feel good, period, for Bengals fans. Hadn't swept them in forever. And to not just beat the Steelers a second time, but to beat them down, it's looking like the Steelers are having major, major problems now. Now they're 5-5-1. They're in last place. And I don't think they're going to climb out of it.
Tux takes.
Cordarrelle Patterson returned from his ankle injury, ran for a career 108 yards and two touchdowns. Falcons over the Jaguars 21-14.
Right. So Cordarrelle Patterson getting back in the lineup was huge for the Falcons. They really are a different team with him in there. I would like to see how good they are with Calvin Ridley in there as well, but obviously Calvin has issues he's dealing with. But Cordarrelle Patterson, boy, he did it mainly with his legs, but through the air as well. He is a weapon. Credit Arthur Smith, who's using him better than anybody else ever has. Trevor Lawrence, I thought, showed some progress in this game, which is a positive for the Jags. They hung tough. Their number one overall pick quarterback was a little bit better. And the Jags also did a good job of limiting Kyle Pitts, who did essentially nothing in the game.
Tux takes.
Patrick Surtain had two interceptions for the Denver Broncos, including a pick six. Denver over the Los Angeles Chargers, 28-13.
I mean, it feels like every team's around 500, doesn't it? Like when you think the Chargers have a chance to kind of give themselves some breathing room, take care of business. Nope. Herbert was, I mean, all game, he wasn't comfortable. The Chargers offensive line could not hold up against the Broncos pass rush. Herbert never comfortable. Big reason why the Chargers only scored 13 points and he threw the picks. That doesn't make it acceptable, but it's a big reason. Javonte Williams, a stud again for the Broncos. But really, I thought what jumped out to me about this game, you can tell the difference between when Teddy Bridgewater's in the game, because he was kind of in and out of the lineup with an injury, and Drew Lock. I mean, it is a stark, stark contrast. And Bridgewater is the reason why the Denver Broncos have six wins. And they are very, very much in the mix because of Bridgewater. I mean, he's been I don't think he's a long-term answer, but he has been a stabilizing force. Speaking of stabilizing, make sure your car's battery needs are taken care of. I think it was late last season, coming back from a playoff game, when my battery was totally dead at the Philadelphia airport. Gosh, that's a bad feeling. I mean, thankfully, I guess I had AAA, but you don't want to have to do that. You don't want to waste an hour. You got to go to AutoZone. Why? They're America's number one battery destination, the only place that carries proven tough Duralast batteries. And their replacement batteries start at just $79.99. So you can upgrade your battery without breaking your wallet. They've even got free battery testing and charging. Sometimes you might think it's your battery. It's not. Could be your starter. Could be your alternator. And even if you just want your battery charged, they'll do that for you. Need I say more? The proof is in the pudding. Next time you're in need of battery help or to get your battery ready for harsh winter weather, start at AutoZone, America's number one battery destination. Get in the zone, AutoZone.
Tux takes.
Aaron Rodgers was in the zone, recorded his 60th game with at least 300 passing yards yesterday. Packers beat the Rams 36-28.
And he was just ridiculous as usual. Now the Packers have a bye. There's some thought he might even have surgery on that toe or perhaps just use the bye to see how much it can heal. But some of the throws he makes are breathtaking. I mentioned it last week. And it's really incredible how consistent he and Davante Adams really are. A.J. Dillon helped carry the load as the Packers held on to the ball for almost 40 minutes. Randall Cobb had some big plays as well until he was injured. Defensively for the Packers, Rashawn Gary had a big game. Rasul Douglas picked six, by far the biggest play of the game. I mean, that put the Packers up 36-17 and basically made it so it felt like it was an insurmountable lead for the Rams. They did, after that, get a big play deep from Odell Beckham Jr. Van Jefferson had a big play as well for the Rams, but ultimately too little, too late.
Tux Takes.
San Francisco 49ers have won their third straight game. They improved to 6-5 following a 34-26 victory over the Vikings.
Everson Griffin for the Vikings was put on the NFI list with his mental health troubles last week. Dalvin Cook got injured in this game for the Vikings, who, even though they knew the Niners were going to try to run the ball, they still couldn't stop them. That is when you've got a really good rushing attack. Deebo Samuel is a phenomenal runner of the football, but he's clearly a little banged up. Elijah Mitchell had a gigantic day, even though we didn't even know if he was going to play or not. And yes, I know, Vikings fans, there was a questionable no call on KJ Osborne late, but the Vikings had other chances. I mean, Kirk Cousins, you rarely see this, lined up under guard, lined up behind the guard to try to take the snap. So the Vikings on fourth and goal. So the Vikings had to call timeout. That's one of those things that clearly not good for Kirk Cousins' rep or his brand. That will be something that they will show. That'll be like a gif every time Kirk Cousins doesn't play well.
Tux Takes.
And finally, on Sunday Night Football, where you were, I'm sure you're going to tell us all about the food. Despite four interceptions, Lamar Jackson and the Ravens find a way to beat the Browns 16-10.
So pregame, they had, by the way, I love doing Ravens games. It's less than an hour and a half. Their parking lot for the media is incredible. The booth is incredible. The food, the sight lines from the booth, or the food is always really good. The stadium's so well lit. The exit after the game is so convenient. I adore the Ravens organization. I didn't grow up a Ravens fan or anything, but I just, if I could do every Ravens game, I would. It's truly a pleasure. Before the game, Bri, they had sirloin tips, bang bang shrimp, rice, broccoli, pasta salad, brownies, blondies. Now, I was actually pretty proud of myself. I only had one blondie. I wanted another one real bad, but I didn't do it. I'm a blondie guy. I'm a blondie guy. Blondies are good. For people who don't know, it's like, it's a brownie, but chocolate chip. It's like a chocolate chip cookie brownie, if that makes sense. Delicious. I'm not a bang bang shrimp guy. I'm not really a shrimp guy. So I had the sirloin tips on a bed of rice. I poured the sirloin tips over the bed of rice. Not bad. But then halftime. Oh, halftime. Yes, I went ahead and tweeted it at Ross Tucker NFL. I don't think I put the crab cake picture on Instagram, but I put the pregame food on Instagram. Crab cakes, chicken fingers, fries, M&Ms. So our spotter, Tommy McCarthy, doesn't like seafood. You're only allowed one crab cake. Guess who has two thumbs and got two crab cakes? This guy! Because Tommy gave me his. Incredible. Two crab cakes at halftime. Did have some fries. I may have gotten two bags of peanut M&Ms. One for my dessert at halftime. One for the drive home at 1:30 a.m. It's an A. It's a gosh darn A for the Ravens. What a wild game, by the way. Absolutely wild game. I mean, the Browns marched on their opening drive but missed a field goal. The Ravens, the only reason why they got their initial field goal was the Browns had 12 guys on the field, Bri, twice. The Browns had three plays in the game where they didn't have the requisite 11 players on the field. Two with 12, one they called a timeout, one they were penalized, one with 10. That is hard to do. The Browns held the Ravens to a field goal after a long drive. Browns actually had a goal line stand, so it's 6-0. Back-to-back turn. We had, Brian, I don't know if you saw this, 3 minutes remaining in the first half. We had 5 turnovers in the last 3 minutes. five. It was like ping pong, back, forth, back and forth. I thought Baker Mayfield actually played pretty decently. Browns receivers cannot get open. They can't get open. Too many mental errors, like roughing the passer for the Browns and not having enough guys in the field. I will say this bright spot for the Browns, Jeremiah Owusu-Koramoa, he is a bad, bad boy. Mark Andrews had two incredible plays on the lone touchdown drive. Maybe the catch of the year, one-handed catch. Then Lamar Jackson threw a 40-yard, 13-yard touchdown pass. Look it up. Incredible. I put on my Twitter, at Ross Tucker, NFL. Njoku had two big plays for the Browns' lone touchdown drive. Lamar Jackson, four interceptions, and the Ravens still won the game. Jack Conklin getting hurt, not good for the Cleveland Browns. Shout-outs are in order. Pizza Boy Brewing, Sporticulture, Vision Comics for the next, HumanHeadNYC.com, SteakhouseSports.com, Power Rankings, Even Money, College Draft tomorrow. I think we're done here.
Thanks for listening to the Ross Tucker Football Podcast. Make sure to also subscribe to the Fantasy Feast, Even Money, Business of Sports, and College Draft. All available at Apple Podcasts, RossTucker.com, or wherever podcasts can be found.
A lot of times on the show, I mentioned DraftKings. Here's what you need to know. You got to be 21 or older, New Jersey, Indiana, or Pennsylvania only. New customers only. Restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Gambling problem, call 1-800-GAMBLER or in Indiana, 1-800-9-WITH-IT. By the way, if what I was talking about included a deposit bonus, doesn't always, sometimes it does. Deposit bonus requires 25 times playthrough, and deposit bonuses are paid out in site credit.